This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Winner of the Listener Knockout Champion, you feel me? Shout out to Spadonia Chats, man, on 95.7 The Game. Could I get a water though?
Love me some Ricky Antonio. God, this beat is sick. Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. We're fired up. Joe Shasky's fired up about baseball. Are you fired up about baseball or the Giants? 888-957-9570. And if you're not, why? Is it the sport? Is it the team? Is it the players on the team? It can't be the ballpark. I mean, the ballpark is so damn beautiful. Like, it was just, it looked magnificent. Watching on NBC Sports Bay Area yesterday, Joe Shasky, even with all, it's spring training, so I could admire the splash shot of the opposing team. Riley Green, it was a Barry Bonds type of splash hit. It was no cheapie. That is a big boy fly. Spencer Torkelson, they got some power out in Detroit, who was a surprise team last year. Like, I look at that Detroit Tigers team, and I think of myself, like, why can't the Giants do something like what Detroit did last year? No expectations. The division, sure. I'm not asking the Giants to win the NL West. But I do wonder if they are winning, and it is July, and the Warriors are not doing anything, and the Niners aren't doing anything. It's the offseason for them. Like, what is the fan reaction going to be? Does it matter if Willy Adames has to be the guy that is carrying the torch for the squad? If it is Elliot Ramos again, Joe Shasky, like, he had a great season last year. I don't think it translated a lot of the fans, like, because he's not this guy that's going to be boisterous. He's not going to be, you know, he's not going to be doing big celebrations. He's not going to be doing any of that stuff.
He
I know Willie,
the anchor of your lineup.
No,
he's got to be a supplementary player,
and that's okay.
No doubt, you could be really good.
But we need to start building. Like, Logan Webb's been really good for the last couple of years. He's been really good. Not translating because he just pitches once every 5 days.
Sure.
It's not gonna be like Verlander is gonna be fun. Like, that's gonna be appointment television for me and viewing.
Hayden Birdsong.
Hayden Birdsong's another one.
It drives me nuts that he's gonna
I don't know if Hayden Birdsong's at the Verlander level, but for you.
No, I'm saying something to be excited about. Like,
yeah.
They're young
homegrown.
Their young pitching is extremely intriguing. Like, period. There's no doubt about
Robbie
it.
Ray, who's won a Cy Young. He pitched yesterday. He's gonna be intriguing for me.
So I'm looking at that lineup yesterday, right? Just Giants fans, hear me out on this. Ramos, Adames, Lee, Chapman. That's a really good four. That's a really good four. But here's where I think they lose a lot of people. They go Bailey, Wade Jr. as the DH, Flores as the first baseman, Yaz in right, Fitzgerald. Now, Yaz is a polarizing player. Like, for whatever reason, he's a good player. He's solid. But
it's the last name. It's polarizing. Let's keep it
above. You know why? Because I think a lot of people associate him with Farhan. So there's an eye roll factor to that. Like, ah, Yaz again. Well, I look at the Wilmer Lamont Wade, and I'm like, this is the best we can do at first base in DH. Now, I understand Bryce Eldridge. Believe me, they're trying to like not tie up a spot because they think he's coming through. But if I just said it was Ramos, Adames, Jungwoo Lee, Chapman, Polar Bear, because he was sitting there.
There you go. You got a nickname already.
People would be going bananas.
You don't have a nickname for any of the San Francisco Giants that are currently on the roster. That is what the Giants hung their hat on. Literally, you had draft hats and panda hats because of these guys.
If I were to say Ramos, Adames, Jungwoo Lee, Chapman, Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Yes.
Like, there's a big difference. They miss the headliner. Chapman cannot be the headliner. I love Chapman. I think he's a grinder. Great ball player. Great ball player. He can't be your headliner, though. No. He's got to be, like Ramos, a supplementary piece for a legit headliner. I do believe they lack the headliner. If I gave them Bobby Witt Jr., if I gave them Gunnar Henderson, if I gave them one of the Cruises, O'Neill Cruz or Ellie De La Cruz, if I gave them, you know, pick the guy, Corbin Carroll in Arizona, yeah. If I gave them, you know, one of Fernando Tatis or Manny Machado, the whole thing is like lean forward. Right now, it's like, all right, wait and see. But if I give them the one guy, Julio Rodriguez, up in the Mariners, one guy that your kids would be fired up for, I think it changes the whole equation for them, which is why I want them to be even more aggressive right now.
We got some people chiming in on the YouTube chat, 888-957-9570 as well. Call or text that number. Shout out to you guys and your participation. This is from E Blue. I still love baseball. Giants are still the hometown team. But I do watch other teams because the Giants have been so bad lately. Another one from E-double-52. I hear you, Shasky. Baseball was my first sport played at Excelsior Park in the city. It's simple. Giants don't have many homegrown stars and don't sign big free agents. That's for a lot of people.
I have no rebuttal.
I mean, is it as simple as that, though? Like, because I look back to that Giants squad of a decade ago. And yes, a lot of those guys were homegrown stars. I'm not going to debate any of that. The Bumgarners of the world, the Matt Cains of the world, Tim Lincecum, Posey. You just go down the list. There were so many of them. It's been pretty underwhelming, and that's part of the, again, I don't want to mention the name all the time, but the Farhan Zaidi era, we were promised we were going to get that A's baseball type of thing because he grew up over there. As far as an executive is concerned, learning under Billy Beane. So we're going to get all those, you know, the Donaldsons, the Chapmans, the Olsons, and we're going to be able to keep those guys because we have the payroll to do it. Problem is, you weren't getting any of those guys, and you didn't bring any of those everyday players.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Up, and when you did, they didn't pan out. The Kyle Harrisons of the world, right? That was the big name we were all promised. The best lefty prospect in all of baseball as a starter. And he's not even going to be with the big club at the start of the year. Like, that is underwhelming.
Have you seen the beginning of the Bronx Zoo? It's a Peacock documentary.
I've seen the trailer.
So it's 1990 on the Yankees. Brian Sabian is one of the main scouts that helped start that thing up. They hollowed the team out, and then they acquired or drafted Jeter, Posada, Rivera, Pettit, and it changed everything.
Yep.
You were talking about those Giants teams. Matt Cain, Lincecum, Johnny Sanchez, I know we've forgotten about him. Brian Sanchez. Wilson, Buster Posey, later on Crawford, Belt. That's a lot of homegrown guys.
Panic.
That's a lot of homegrown guys. You mix in the Sergio Romos, and then now you can have your characters, your Andres Torreses. You can acquire a Pat Burrell. You can bring in an Aubrey Huff or a Juan Uribe, but the nucleus has to be homegrown. So your point about homegrown players not coming through and hitting, it's inarguable. There's no doubt that set them back.
Robert in San Jose wants to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570. What's up, Robert? What's going on with the Giants and baseball for you as a fan? Why aren't we gravitating towards it?
Thanks for taking my call, guys. I guess I'm the opposite of the first caller. I'm 60. I grew up an A's fan with Reggie Jackson, Raleigh Fingers, and the swinging A's of the early 70s. One is the Giants for me in particular, but in terms of baseball, the sport itself, it's gotten boring. The athleticism just isn't there anymore. Guys like Ricky Henderson and Lou Brock and Rod Carews, those guys like that would be playing football or basketball these days. They're just not gravitating, especially the African-American players just are not gravitating towards baseball these days. There's a reason they had to trick up the game, make the bases larger. Can't take away the shift. Can you imagine someone playing a shift on Tony Gwynn?
Oh, no, he'd have bat 500.
Thank you. The athleticism just isn't there. Baseball has become a bunch of Dave Kingmans where they're either hitting the ball 400 feet or they're striking out. Well, it's one or the other.
I think your point was well taken a couple years ago. I would argue that there's been a dramatic shift in the other direction. Yeah. Ronald Acuna, you know, the Cruises. I mean,
Shohei Ohtani.
These guys are 6'6", 6'5", running like the wind. You said Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
Mookie
Soto.
Betts could play
Juan
any position on the diamond. Yep. He's 5'9", and he flies.
Corbin Carroll.
Yeah, Corbin Carroll flies, 5'10", you know what I mean? Flies. So I think there was a period when that was true. I think right now, again, this is going to sound controversial. I am banking on the young talent in baseball more than I am the young talent of the NBA right now. I think there's more young talent in baseball than in the NBA. I really do.
Wow, dude.
Really? Julio Rodriguez, Ellie De La Cruz,
Wait, real quick. Who does Julio Rodriguez play for?
First, the Mariners. Oh, no, he's very popular. J-Rod's very popular with the young kids.
If you walk downtown right here, no one knows who he is.
I mean,
literally. I'm just telling you right there. He's that popular. He's not that
popular. Paul Skeens is a megastar already. He's dating someone who has got a zillion TikTok followers and is all over.
You just said it. He's dating someone. That's what makes him famous, because he's dating someone else.
But he also had college recognition. Paul Skeens is...
No, he is. I will give you Paul Skeens.
You can't go to any game out there in Little League without some startup pitcher warming up with a football because of Paul Skeens.
From the 650, Joe Shasky, I'm a huge Giants fan, and I had never felt more disinterested. I actually have a little excitement going into this year, though. That's from the 650. From the 510, it's come down to the players. Giants fans just have nobody to look forward to watching like we have with the Niners and the Warriors. Again, I do think sometimes it's as simple as that. Like, the name recognition matters. Brock Purdy is a name. Kyle Shanahan is a name. Steve Kerr, the head coach, just going to the coaches is a name. Bob Melvin, we saw how that went in Oakland. I love Bob, and he's a friend of the program. Love me some Bob Melvin. He's not really doing it for me.
Well, and it sucks that Bruce Bochy has now taken over the Rangers.
And
they
won immediately.
Series.
Yes.
You know, I just saw him on my television in the break, and I'm like, yeah, it's a gut punch.
Yeah.
Because you imagine Bill Walsh still roaming around winning championships on another team. Steve Kerr, he leaves and goes to the Spurs.
Right.
And he's winning and your
Wendy.
Team's kind of like going through the motions.
Yep.
It would be very difficult to swallow that.
Absolutely. 650, a new generation of sports fans have arrived in the last 10 years. Niners and Warriors have grown their brands while the Giants have shrunk theirs. And you know what?
That might be the best of all the comments.
That's a fact. And just the sports in general, and especially here, again, I keep using the Bay Area because, to your point, you know, the Yankees are the Yankees. Like, when the Knicks are on, that's great, but the Yankees were in the World Series last year.
Yeah.
And I compare them, not to say because San Francisco and New York markets they're different, but we like to view San Francisco as a top five media market, which it is technically, but when I compare it to those iconic brands with the Mets, with the Yankees, I think a lot of fans for the Giants like to think that the Giants are up there as a brand goes. But the difference is I could talk Mets baseball or Yankees baseball, WFAN, And they like,
but they have Francisco Lindor, Polar Bear. They had one of the best, the closer had one of the best entrances in all of the sport.
Yes, but even when they were down, I could talk Mets baseball.
Sure.
Like there's an aspect of that too where I could talk baseball, basketball, and football all year round. And there was a lot baked into it.
Using your New York equation, it just feels like to me, for our audience, talking Giants baseball is like WFAN talking Nets basketball.
Exactly. Well, there you go. The Giants are what the Nets are over there, what it is
but
over here.
But that wasn't, like, but here's the thing.
That's insane. The Nets have never been the lowest Q rating.
Here's what I would say. The Nets have never been one of the marquee teams we talked about. The Giants were. At one time, they were the crown jewel. I'm not saying they should be in the top spot. No, I'm just saying we can't talk a little bit about them and have our audience engage us. Like, again, give me your lineup. Do you like Jung-Hoo Lee batting third, or do you want him to lead off? Like, that is a whole 2 or 3 hour conversation
in July,
7, 8 years ago.
I was going to say, in July, are we talking about that, or are we talking about the latest trade rumors from Ramona Shelburne and the Golden State Warriors? We could do a little both. Like, it doesn't have to be one or the other.
But I think the last four or five years, we couldn't even do a segment. Because you, the audience, we want to talk about what you want to talk about. Like, I don't sell tuna fish sandwiches because they don't move off the shelf. I stopped making tuna.
God, I love tuna fish.
But you guys love turkey, so I'm going to serve you turkey, right? That's good business. Y'all want to talk Niners and Warriors. When we bring up the Giants, it's crickets.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. And now we are broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. It's Spadoni, it's Shasky, about 1 hour down, 3 hours to go. Danny Rabinovitz of WQAM 560 at the top of next hour, 8 o'clock. He is based out of Miami, and the Miami Heat are taking on the Golden State Warriors today. Jimmy Butler revenge game, trust me, we are getting into that. The Andrew Wiggins angle and all of it. Is Stephen Curry going to play in this game, which has turned into a massive game, by the way? We'll get back to the baseball angle and all this. The Lakers, they've lost 3 in a row. The T-Wolves, they've lost. The Grizzlies are reeling. The Warriors are all of a sudden just a couple games back of the 4 spot, but they just had a stinker on Saturday in Atlanta. This is turning into a massive game, not just because of the revenge angle, but just to get a win, you need it. So there's a lot baked into it, and I want to get into it with Danny Rabinovitz at 8 o'clock. We're going to do that. But we have a caller here, Skills in Vallejo.
What's up, Skills?
It's Skills with a Z, so you know this guy's pretty cool.
Yeah, I want to
What's
hear
up,
it.
Skills? You're on with Spadoni and Chassie. How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, Spadoni and Chassie. Good to be on with you for the first time since you joined the show, Spadoni, full-time. I want to answer your question about interest in Giants baseball as well as interest in baseball in general. Now, I'll tell you how I feel. I can't speak for everyone in society. But I know that if as a baseball fan, I would not, because I'm going to watch baseball anyway, but as the average casual baseball fan, I would not enjoy watching Los Angeles Dodgers get every single free agent, it seems like, every big trade guy from Mookie Betts in 2020, all the way through Ohtani last season, and then Sasaki this season. It seems like the deck is stacked against everyone else. They have all the advantages. They have all the money. They can just, and plus they're bending rules to blow billions or almost $1 billion in what's the word I'm looking for? Delayed money for Ohtani, for example.
Deferred.
Deferred, yes. Yeah. I was blanking on it's 7 in the morning. I was blanking on the word.
Good.
But and also not just that, but we don't have a guy in charge. If we had a real commissioner in charge, somebody like Giamatti back in the day, or somebody like Faye Vincent, who actually was a fan of the game and cared about the game, we wouldn't have not one, but two teams playing in minor league stadiums. These situations would have been averted years ago. And I know the Tampa Bay Rays kind of shot themselves in the foot too, but that's another story. But watching what happened with all the other owners ganging up on the Oakland A's and allowing that idiot to move them out of town, I know as a baseball fan, as a casual fan, it would turn me off to the whole sport whatsoever. Now, I, Skills, am always going to watch the sport. I'm always going to love the sport. But that's just the answer part of your question.
No, I hear
that.
You. Like, right now, like I don't know if a lot of people know
Thanks,
this.
Skills. Good
the
call.
Boston Celtics are on pace for like a $450 million payroll this year. I mean, they're blowing everyone away in terms of payroll.
Did Tatum get hurt yesterday, by the way?
Yeah, he did get hurt. But my point is that, like, his point about the Dodgers is a real one, and it drives me nuts. And I do have issues with all the deferred money. Like, to me, it's
whatever.
You know, because
you can do
whatever.
It too.
It's
you can
whatever.
Do it too.
No, you
Let's
can't.
Let's stop
no,
the Giants
can't.
From doing it.
No, because
what?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you why. Because NBC is only giving them about $90 million a year.
NBC. The owner's a billionaire, please, with NBC.
Joe, to run a business, you have to have revenue. And right now, the Dodgers are guaranteed $500 million every single year with their Time Warner deal. They're the only team in the sport right now. With a guaranteed contract till 2038 of $500 million a year. That's what an NFL team gets.
You know why they're doing that? Because they invested in their team. No. And they bought big players early on. And that's why they're doing these contracts, because they knew they're going to get all the eyeballs. They're going to get all the ratings.
Television revenue is different from what you're talking about. You're talking about spending money on the payroll. I'm talking about revenue that they have.
No, it's completely linked.
Yankees and the Red Sox angry because you literally make twice what the two combined television deals are, like, they have a systematic advantage. That is real. And they're utilizing that advantage and pouring the money back into their team. I won't deny that. But they are making the amount of money the Jacksonville Jaguars are making, which no one else in the sport of baseball has. So the RSN thing, we don't talk about it. People don't understand it. But it is a true systematic advantage. When they signed a deal with Time Warner, they basically guaranteed themselves an amount of revenue that an entire division in baseball doesn't get.
So you're mad at the TV companies and Time Warner doing that with the Los Angeles Dodgers.
The rules of streaming were antiquated, and the Dodgers took advantage of a great deal, and they did a great job setting their team up. The Giants literally cannot financially compete on the revenue and the money that they're receiving to reinvest back in their team. There's a reason why the White Sox lose money every year. I know we don't think that. Teams lose money. Right? You were talking about the sale. There was a sale of a team recently.
Well, they're putting them up. The Minnesota Twins are for sale.
And you go, how do they have $500 million?
Well, no, the guy has $450 million in debt. Target Field opened, what, like 20 years ago?
Yeah, but Joe, you have every single year. Like, when you own a home, do you not have to put a new roof on it? Do you not have to upgrade the bathrooms? Don't you have, infrastructure costs?
Sure. That's bad ownership, though. Like, I look at, the league, too. And again, it goes back to skills. Like, the face of the league, the commissioners of the league, Rob Manfred, from top to bottom, yeah, he's made some good rule changes. But again, like, is the league in a better place with Rob Manfred than it was a decade ago?
Well, a decade ago, the television deals for all the teams were more stable. The regional sports network collapsing has affected everyone. It does. It just has. This is not a sexy topic to talk about, but this is the most real aspect of baseball affecting the finances. Why do you think teams are trimming payroll all over the place? Why are the A's currently in Sacramento?
Well, because their owner is a jackass.
No, that's part of it. Let's have a real conversation. Why are the A's in Sacramento? So they can get the NorCal money guaranteed to them by NBC Bay Area. They are guaranteed on a deal if they stay in the region to get approximately $70 million. Okay.
So why is the owner now spending? So now why are they spending it now when they moved up 90 miles up the road?
That's part of it.
No, I want you to talk about it. Well, because we're going to have this conversation.
They're guaranteeing themselves $70 million, give or take, off of what they made in 2022, staying in the market and staying on the California NBC channel. That's guaranteed. If they move to Vegas, they would have to sign a whole new deal, and there is no regional sports network there in Las Vegas. So they're taking the $70 million for the next couple of years while they figure things out, and then they're hoping all these other regional sports network deals start to expire so that baseball can bundle them up and sell them to Amazon or Apple or ESPN or whoever. Like, this is the part of baseball that people aren't understanding. So the finances are a big deal.
So people aren't watching the television products is what that is telling me.
No,
people,
cable subscriptions are down.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Cable's down. People are cutting the cord. That's baked into all of this. And that's a signal to me that the casuals, it's the game of baseball, and I get it. All the different rule changes, the bigger bags, the pitch clock, all of it. We can't even have 3 hours or 2 hours and 45 minutes. We can't even sit down and watch them is what that is signaling to me. That's the sport of baseball. It's bigger than the Giants then. It's bigger than the Giants.
I would agree with you on that. If the World Series, the last 2 years, Arizona, Texas outrated the NBA Finals. Not just Yankees, Dodgers. Arizona, Texas.
What was the NBA Finals that year?
I don't know. Who was it?
Was that the Nuggets and the Heat?
Yeah,
I think it was.
But that is
a snooze fest of a lineup. Let's be honest.
That's Rangers, Diamondbacks? Like, that's sexier?
But no, it's literally the same thing as what I'm telling you. So I'm not using that.
The fact that baseball drew more of an audience to you, that I don't subscribe to that.
Okay.
And that's before the rule changes.
Okay, yeah, that's great. That's Yankees-Dodgers, I guarantee you.
I'm telling you that Rangers...
If it's Lakers-Knicks this year, it's going to dwarf whatever the Major League Baseball
did. They just had the Celtics in the finals.
Nuggets-Heat was pretty one-sided, too. Let's be honest.
No, I know, but, like, again, Celtics-Mavericks
Celtics-Mavericks isn't a sexy matchup. It's just not.
It's just Luka and Kyrie.
The Celtics, I get it, are a brand, but that, like, I'm not like it's not Jason Tatum and like LeBron and the Lakers taking on the Knicks in the finals, or Stephen Curry and the Warriors taking on like the Knicks.
The Warriors draw.
Yes,
there's a direct correlation.
Both those, like,
but Joe, let's not make it out like there's a bunch of Texas Ranger fans all around the world. Like, I would buy your argument if the World Series ratings on a snooze fest, Diamondbacks Rangers, was just awful
because it was going up against Nuggets Heat, and I'm telling you, no one cared about that series either. That was just a year and a coincidence for me. That's why it dwarfed those ratings. 888-957-9570. We're up against it. If you want to pick up this conversation on the other side, we can, but I also do want to get into the biggest game of the day, Joe Shasky.
Yes, that's what I want to get into.
It's Heat, it's Warriors, it's Jimmy Butler revenge, it's all of that. It's Andrew Wiggins. Can we have a conversation about Andrew Wiggins? Has there been a player, a championship player here in the Bay that we have forgotten about faster than one Andrew Wiggins? I want to get into that. That's what's coming up next. Brought to you by Frontier Ford.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.